शलाकायः चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील गुरु महाराज श्रील गुरुदेव श्रील आचार्य देव की जाय गौर भक्तवृंद की जाय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल श्रील कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी महाराज की जाय मध्य लीला 24:200 आत्मशब्दे स्वभाव कहे तते ये ही रामे आत्मराम जीवयत स्थावर जंगामे. Another meaning of the word Atma is one's characteristic nature. Whoever enjoys this particular type of nature is called Atmaram. Therefore, all living entities, be they moving or non-moving, are also called Atmarama. Jivera svabhava krishna dasa api manha dehe atma jnane achadita se jnana. The original nature of every living entity is to consider himself the eternal servant of Krishna. But under the influence of Maya, he thinks himself to be the body, and thus his original consciousness is covered. Chas sabde eva api sabda samuchaye atmarama eva hona Sri Krishna bhajaye. In that case, by the word cha, the word eva is meant. The word api can be taken in the sense of aggregation, thus the verse would read Atmarama Eva, that is, even all kinds of living beings worship Krishna. And purport. It is here mentioned that every living entity is Atmarama. Temporarily covered by the influence of Maya, the living entity serves the senses which are represented as Kam, Krodh, Loba, Moha, Mada, Matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy. In the material condition, all living entities are engaged in sense gratification, but when they associate with devotees who follow the regulative principles, they become purified and awakened to their original consciousness. They then attempt to satisfy the senses of Lord Krishna and engage in his devotional service. Ajivas sanakari sabamuni jana nigranta murka nicha stavara pashugana. Living entities include great personalities like the four kumars and also low class foolish people, trees, plants, birds, and beasts. Vyasa shuka sanakadira prasida bhajana. Nigranta stavaradira shuna vivarana. The devotional service of Vyas, Shuka, and the four Kumars has already been well celebrated. Now let me explain how immovable living entities like trees and plants engage in the Lord's devotional service. Krishna kripari hetu hoite sabhara udaiha. Krishna guna krista hana tanhare bhajaya. Everyone is eligible to receive Krishna's mercy, including Vyasadev, the four Kumars, Shukadev Goswami, low-born creatures, trees, plants, and beasts. By Krishna's mercy, they are elevated and engaged in his service. Purport. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 9:32, wherein the Lord says, Mam hi parta vyapasritya ye pisyu papa yonayaha sthriyo vaishyas tatha sudras te pi yanti param gatim. O son of Prita, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, vaishyas, and sudras, workers and merchants, birds, hills, water, and can all attain the supreme destination. Everyone is eligible to become Krishna's devotee. One simply has to be trained according to the approved process. It is the work of Krishna's confidential devotees to turn everyone into a Krishna Bhakta. If the confidential devotees do not take up the task of elevating everyone to Krishna consciousness, then who will do it? Those who claim to be devotees but do not engage in Krishna's service to elevate all living creatures to Krishna consciousness are to be considered Kanishta Adhikaris, people in the lowest stage of devotional service. When one rises to the second platform of devotional service, his business is to propagate Krishna consciousness all over the world. Those who are active in the Krishna consciousness movement should not remain in the neophyte stage, but should rise to the platform of preachers, the second platform of devotional service. Devotional service is so enchanting that even the first-class devotees, or Uttama Adhikaris, also come down to the second platform to preach and render service to the Lord for the benefit of the whole world. Dhanyeyamadhyadharanitrinaviruddhastat Parasprasho Drumalataha Karaja Bhimishmitaha Nadyodrayaha Kagamrigaha Sadava Sadayavolokair Gopyo Natharena Bujayorapi Yatsprihasri. This land of Vrindavan, or Rajabhumi, is glorified today because your lotus feet have touched her earth and grass. Your fingernails have touched her trees and creepers, and your merciful eyes have glanced upon her rivers, hills, birds, and beasts. The gopis have been embraced by your arms, and even the goddess of fortune desires this now. All of these are glorified. Purport. This is a verse from Bhagavatam 10:15:8, and was spoken by Lord Krishna to Balaram. Gagopakair anuvanam natayatur udara venu svanai kalapadais tanubristu sakyaha aspandanam katimatam pulakastarunam nirogyapasakrita lakshanayor vichitram. My dear friend, Krishna and Balaram are passing through the forest, leading their cows with their cowherd boyfriends. They both carry ropes with which, at the time of milking, they bind their rear legs of the cows. When they play on their flutes, all moving living entities are stunned, and non-moving living entities experience ecstatic jubilation by their sweet music. All these things are certainly very wonderful. Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:21:19. As Krishna wandered in the forest with Baladev, and the two of them wonderfully played their flutes, all the gopis became very much attracted. Thus they praised the Lord's activities, describing how he was enthusing all the plants, birds, hills, water, everything. Vanalatas Tarava Atmani Vishnum Vyan Vyanjayantya Eva Pushpa Palad Yaha Pranat Pranatabara Vitapa Marudaraha Premarista Tanavo Vavrishusma. The plants, creepers, and trees were full of fruits and flowers due to ecstatic love of Krishna. Indeed, being so full, they were bowing down. They were inspired by such deep love for Krishna that they were constantly pouring showers of honey. In this way, the gopis saw all the flowers of Vrindavan. This purport, this verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.35.9. For an explanation, see Madhulila 8.276. Kirata Hundara Pulinda Pulaka Puklasha Abhiera Sumba Yavanaha Kashadayaha Yenye Chapa Papa Yad Upasraya Sudyanti tasmai Prabhavishnave Namaha Kiratas Hunas Andras Pulindas Pukashas Abhiras Sumbas Yavanas and members of the Kasha races and even others who are addicted to sinful acts can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord. Due to his being the supreme power, I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Age tera arta karilun ara chaya e onavingsati arta haila mili e dui. I have already spoken about 13 meanings of the Atmarama verse. Now there are six more, and combined these make 19 purport. The six further meanings of the verse are based on the following meanings of the word Atmarama. One, mental speculators. Two, those engaged in different types of endeavor. Third, those who are patient and sober. And four, those who are intelligent and learned scholars. And five, those who are intelligent but illiterate and foolish. And six, those who are conscious of their eternal servitorship to Krishna. A unista arta karilu age sun ara atma sabde deha kaye chari arta tara. I have already explained 19 different meanings. Now please hear further meanings. The word atma also refers to the body, and this can be taken in four ways. Purport. The four divisions of meanings of the word deha or body are one. Upadika, Brahmadeha, the material body considered as Brahman with designations. Two, Karmanishta, Yagyikara, Karmadeha, the body engaged in ritualistic ceremonies of the Vedic injunctions. And three, Tapodeha, the body engaged in austerities and penances. And four, Sarvakamadeha, the body engaged for the satisfaction of all kinds of material desires. Deharami, Deha Bhaje, Dehopari Brahma, Satsange Seya Kare Krishna Rabajanam. One in the bodily conception worships his own body as Brahman, but when he comes in contact with the devotee, he gives up this mistaken idea and engages himself in the devotional service of the Lord. Udaram Upasateya Rishi Vartma Sukri Kurpa drishaha parishara paratim hridayam arunayodaram tatha udkaranantatava damashiraha paramam punar iha yat samitya napatanti kritanti kritantamuke. Those who follow the path of great saintly mystic yogis take to the yogic gymnastic process and begin worshiping from the abdomen, where it is said that Brahman is located. Such people are called Sakaraksha, which means that they are situated in the gross bodily conception. There are also followers of the rishi known as Aruna. Following this path, they observe the activities of the arteries. Thus, they gradually rise to the heart, where subtle Brahman, Paramatman, is situated. They then worship him. O unlimited Ananta, better than these persons are the mystic yogis who worship you from the top of their heads. Beginning with the abdomen and proceeding through the heart, they reach the top of the head and pass through their Brahmarandhra, the hole at the top of the skull. Thus, these yogis attain the perfectional platform and do not enter the cycle of birth and death again. Now, purport, this is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.87.18. Deharami karma nishta yagikari jana satsange karma tyaji akaraye bhajana akaraya bhajana. Those who are in the bodily conception mainly engage in fruitive activity. Those who perform yagyas and ritualistic ceremonies are also considered in the same category. However, when such persons come in contact with pure devotee, they give up their fruitive activity and fully engage in the service of the Lord. Karmanyasmin anasvase duma dumrat manam bhavan apayati govinda pada padma svam madhu. We have just begun performing this fruitive activity, a sacrificial fire, but due to the many imperfections in our action, we are not certain of its result. Our bodies have become black from the smoke, but we are factually pleased by the nectar of the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead Govinda, which you are distributing. Purport: this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.18.12 was spoken to Śrīta Gosvāmī at the meeting of great sages at Naimisharanya. The great sages were headed by Shaunaka, and Śrīta Gosvāmī was speaking of the glorious activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead at that meeting. At that time, all the rishis assembled there neglected to complete the ritualistic ceremonies because there was no positive assurance of the results. All the performers were coated with black ash due to the large amount of smoke coming from the fire. Tapasvi prabritti yata deharami hoya sadhu sange tapachari Sri Krishna bhajaya. The tapasvis, those who undergo severe austerities and penances to elevate themselves to the higher planetary systems, are also in the same category. When such persons come in contact with a devotee, they give up all those practices and engage in Lord Krishna's service. Yat para sevabhi viruchis tapasvinam ashesha janmo pachitam alam diyaha sadyaha kshinotya yanvaham Idati sati yata padangusta vinirista sarit. The taste for loving service is like the water of the river Ganges, which flows from the feet of the Lord Krishna. Every day that taste diminishes the results of sinful activities acquired over a period of many births by those who perform austerities. Purport: this is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 4:21-31. Deharami sarva kama sabda atmarama Krishna kripaya Krishna bhaje chari sabha kama. As long as one labors under the bodily conception, he must fulfill volumes and volumes of material desires. Thus a person is called atmaram. When such an atmaram is saved by the mercy of Krishna, he gives up his so-called self-satisfaction and engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Astanabilasi tapasi stito tam tvam praptavam deha muninjaguhyam gacham vichinvan api divyaratnam Swamin kritartosmi varam nayache. When he was being blessed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Dhruva Maharaj said, "O my Lord, because I was seeking an opulent material position, I was performing severe types of penance and austerity. Now I have gotten you, who are very difficult for the great demigods, saintly persons, and kings to attain. I was searching after a piece of glass, but instead I have found a most valuable jewel. Therefore, I am so satisfied that I do not wish to ask any benediction from you." Purport: this verse is from the Hari Bhakta Sudodaya 7:28. Hey Chari Arta Sahi Aila Tesh Tesh Arta Aratina Arta Shuna Parama Samartha. In addition to the 19 meanings of the verse mentioned previously, in the air are these four further meanings when the word Atmaram is taken to mean those laboring under the bodily conception. This brings the total to 23. Now, here are another three meanings which are very suitable. Purport. The three further meanings of this verse are understood when 1. The word cha is taken to mean in due course, 2. When cha is taken to mean eva, and the word api to mean censure, and 3. The word nirgranta is taken to mean one who is very poor without money. Chasabde samuchaye ara artakaya. Atmaramas chamunayas As mentioned above, the word cha can be used to mean aggregate. According to this meaning, all the Atmaramas and Munis engage in Krishna service. Besides aggregate, there is another meaning of the word cha. Gaurachandrapu? Can you
Yes,
hear?
Hare Krishna.
Dhanavad. Would you like
Yes,
to read
Hare.
for a while? My voice is not so good today.
Yes, Maharaj. I'm from verse number,
Huh?
which will.
Or verse number 22:22. Do you have the link?
Yes, Maharaj. Nirgrantha hana ihan api nirdharane Ramascha Krishnascha yatha viharay vane. The word nirgrantha can be used as an adjective, and api can be used in the sense of certainty. For instance, Ramascha Krishnascha means that both Ram and Krishna enjoy walking in the forest. Because it is said that both Ram and Krishna enjoy wandering in the forest, it is understood that both of them are enjoying their tour within the forest. Shabde Anvachaye Arthakahik Are Vatobhiksham Atagam Janaya Yaiche Prakara. The word chaya can also present a secondary thing to be done at the same time. This way of understanding the word chaya is called anvachai. An example is O Brahmachari, go out to collect alms and at the same time bring in the cows. Krishna Marane Muni Krishne Sarvada Bhajaya Atmaram Api Bhaje Gauna Arthaya. Saintly persons who are always meditating upon Krishna are engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. The Atmaramas are also engaged in the Lord's service. That is the indirect import.
Purport. And you
The
always say purport, so this way we know the difference between the verse and the purport. Okay.
Yes, Maharaj.
Thank you.
The anvachai meaning of the word cha indicates that between the two words compounded by the word cha, one is given more importance and the other is considered subordinate. For example, O Brahmachari, please go out and collect alms and at the same time bring in the cows. In this statement, the collection of alms is of first importance and the second business of collecting the cows is subordinate. Similarly, one who always meditates upon Krishna is mainly a devotee of Krishna engaged in his devotional service. Other Atmaramas are subordinate in devotional service. स एवार्थे मुनयः एव कृष्णेन भजय आत्माराम अपि अपि गर्ह अर्थ कय। The word cha can also be used to indicate the certainty that one saintly persons, that only saintly persons are engaged in rendering devotional service to Krishna. In the combination Atmaram Api, Api is used in a sense of censor. Nirgranthahana A, Duhara Visheshana, आर अर्थशुना याई छे साधुर संगमा। The word निर्ग्रंथा can be taken as an adjective modifying मुनि and आत्माराम। There is another meaning which you may hear from me indicating association with a devotee. Now I shall explain how it is that through the association of devotees even a निर्ग्रंथा can become a devotee. निर्ग्रंथा शब्दे कहे तबे व्याध निर्धाना साधु संग सेहा करे से श्री कृष्ण भजना। द वर्ड निर्ग्रंथा व्हेन कंबाइन विद अपि यूज्ड इन द सेंस ऑफ सर्टेनिटी इंडिकेट्स अ पर्सन हु इज अ हंटर बाय प्रोफेशन और हु इज वेरी पुअर। नंदलेस व्हेन सच अ पर्सन एसोसिएट्स विद अ ग्रेट सेंट लाइक नारद ही एंगेजेस इन लॉर्ड कृष्णास डिवोशनल सर्विस। कृष्ण रामश्च एव हय कृष्ण मनना व्याधहना हय पूज्य भगवतोत्तम। कृष्ण रामश्च रिफर्स टू वन हु टेक्स प्लेजर इन थिंकिंग ऑफ कृष्ण। इवन दो सच ए पर्सन मे बी हंटर ही इज स्टिल वर्शिपेबल एंड इज बेस्ट ऑफ डिवोटीज। एक भक्त व्याधेरा कथा सुनस सावधाने यहा हैते हए सत्संग महिमार ज्ञाने। I shall now narrate the story of a hunter, of how a hunter became a great devotee by the association of such an exalted personality as Narad Muni. From this story, one can understand the greatness of association with pure devotees. एक दिन श्री नारद देखी नारायण त्रिवेणी स्नाने प्रयाग करीला गमन। Once upon a time, the great Saint Narad, after visiting Lord Narayana in the Vaikuntha, went to Prayag to bathe at the confluence of three rivers, Ganges, Yamuna and Saraswati. Purport, the great Saint Narad is so liberated that he can go to the Vaikuntha planets to see Narayana and then immediately come to this planet in the material world and go to the Prayag to bathe in the confluence of the three rivers. The word Triveni refers to a confluence of three rivers. This confluence is still visited by many hundreds of thousands of people who go there to bathe, especially during the Magh Mela, which occurs during the month of January. A liberated person who has no material body can go anywhere and everywhere. Therefore, a living entity is called Sarvaga, which indicates that he can go anywhere and everywhere. Presently, scientists are trying to go to other planets, but due to their material bodies, they are not free to move at will. However, when one is situated in his original spiritual body, he can move anywhere and everywhere without difficulty. Within this material world, there is a planet called Siddhaloka, whose inhabitants can go from one planet to another without the aid of a machine or space rocket. In the material world, every planet has a specific advantage, Vibhuti Bhinna. In the material world, every planet has a specific advantage, Vibhuti Bhinna. In the spiritual world, however, all the planets are there and their inhabitants are composed of spiritual energy. Because there are no material impediments, it is said that everything in the spiritual world is one. Vanapathe dekhe mrig aache bhumi padi बाण विधा भगने पाद करे धात फड़ी। Narad Muni saw a deer was lying on the path through the forest, and that it was pierced by an arrow. It had broken legs and was twisting due to much pain. Our देखे ना शुकर ताई छे विधा भंग भंग भंगना पाड़ करे धड़ फड़ फदर है नारद मुनि सवा बोर पियर्स बाय एरो इट्स लेग्स वर आल्सो ब्रोकन एंड इट वाज ट्विस्टिंग इन पेन आई छे एक शासक देखे आर कत दूरे जीवेर दुख देखी नारद व्याकुल अंतरे व्हेन ही वेंट फर्दर ही सॉ रैबिट दैट वाज आल्सो सफरिंग Narad Muni was greatly pained at heart to see a living entity suffer so. Katha dure dekhe vyad vrikshe antohana mriga mariware ache bana yudiva. When Narad Muni advanced further, he saw a hunter behind a tree. This hunter was holding arrows and he was ready to kill more animals. श्याम वर्ण रक्त नेत्र महाभयंकर धनुर बाण हस्ते येन यमदंड धर द हंटर्स बॉडी वाज ब्लैकिश ही हैड रेडिश आईज एंड ही अपीयर्ड फियर्स इट वाज एज इफ द सुपरिंटेंडेंट ऑफ डेथ यमराज वाज स्टैंडिंग देयर विद अ बो एंड एरो इन हिज हैंड्स पथ छाड़ी नारद तारे निकटे चलीला नारद देखे मृग सब पलन गिला व्हेन नारद मुनि लेफ्ट द फॉरेस्ट पाथ एंड वेंट टू द हंटर ऑल द एनिमल्स इमीडिएटली सॉ हिम एंड फ्लेड क्रुद्ध हन व्याद तांदे गाली दीते चाहे नारद प्रभावे मुखे गाली नहीं आए व्हेन ऑल द एनिमल्स फ्लेड The hunter wanted to chastise Narad with abusive language, but due to Narada's presence, he could not utter anything abusive. Gosani Prayan Pathachadi Kena Aila Toma Dekhi Mora Laksha Mriga Palaila. Hunter addressed Narad Muni, O Goswami, O great saintly person, when you have left the general path through the forest to come to me, why you have left the general path through the forest to come to me? Simply by seeing you, all the animals I was hunting have now fled. Narad kahe, patha bhuli ailana puchite, mana ek samshaya hai, taha Narad Muni replied, "Leaving the path, I have come to you to settle a doubt that is in my mind."
Okay, Dhanavad Prabhu, thank you. Then,
Dhanas.
Kusham, would you like to read? Kusham Devi, 240.
Pateye Sukara Mriga Jani Tomara Haya. Vadya kahe ye kaha seta nischaya. Translation. I was wondering whether all the boars and other animals that are half killed belong to you. The hunter replied, Yes, what are you saying is so. What you are saying is so. Nara kahe yade jeve mara tumi bana adha mara kare kara kene. Nalo prana parana. Narad Muni then inquired, "Why did you not kill the animals completely? Why did you half kill them by piercing their bodies with arrows?" Vyada kahe suna gosani megari mora nama pitara siksate amikari aiche kama. The hunter replied, "My dear saintly person, my name is Mrigari, enemy of animals. My father taught me to kill them in that way." adha mara jiva yadidaha dad padha kare tabena ananda mora badaye antare. When I see half-killed animals suffer, I feel great pleasure. Narada kahe, eka vastu magi tomara stane, vyadha kahe megari laha ye tomara mane. Translation, Narad Muni then told the hunter, I have one thing to beg of you. The hunter replied, you may take whatever animals or anything else you would like. Mega chale kaha yadi aise mora grehe gare ye chahataha diba mega vyagarambare. Translation, I have many kins. I have many skins if you would like them. I shall give you either a deer skin or a tiger skin. Narada kahe, iha ami kichu naha nahi chahi arak eka dana ami magi toma tani. Narada Muni said, I do not want any of the skins. I am asking only one thing from you in charity. Kali haite tumi ye megadi mariba. Pratame mariba arha mara na kariba. I beg you that from this day on, you will kill animals completely and not leave them half dead. Vyadha kahe kiba dana magila amare arha marele kiba haye taha kaha more. The hunter replied, my dear sir, what are you asking of me? What is wrong with the animals lying there half killed? Will you please explain this to me? Narada kahe adha marile jiva paya vyata jiva duka ditecha tumara habe aiche avasta. Translation, Narada Muni replied, if you leave the animals half dead, you are purposely giving them pain. Therefore, you will have to suffer in retaliation. Purport. This is an authoritative statement given by the greatest authority, Narada Muni. If one gives another living entity unnecessary pain, one will certainly be punished by the laws of nature with a similar pain. Although the hunter Mrigari was uncivilized, he still had to suffer the result of his sinful activities. However, if a civilized man kills animals regularly in a slaughterhouse to maintain his so-called civilization, using scientific methods and machines to kill animals, one cannot even estimate the suffering awaiting him. So-called civilized people consider themselves very advanced in education, but they do not know what the stringent law of nature do not know about the stringent law of nature. According to nature's law, it is life for a life. We can hardly imagine the suffering of one who maintains the slaughterhouse. He endures suffering not only in this life, but in his next life also. It is said that a hunter, murderer, or killer is advised not to live and not to die. If he lives, he accumulates even more sins, which bring about more suffering in a future life. He is advised not to die because his dying means that he immediately begins to endure more suffering. Therefore, he is advised not to live and not to die. As followers of the Vedic principles, we accept the statements of Narada Muni in this regard. It is our duty to see that no one suffers due to sinful activities. Foolish rascals are described in the Bhagavad Gita as mayaya paritta jana.
Mayaya paritta jana.
Mayaya paritta jana. Thank you, Maharaj. Bhagavad Gita 7.15, which indicates that although they are superficially educated, maya has taken their real knowledge away. Such people are presently leading human society. In Srimad Bhagavatam, they are described as Anda, Yatandir, Upaniya Manaha. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.7.31. These rascals are themselves blind, and yet they are leading others who are blind. When people follow such leaders, they suffer unlimited pains in the future. Despite so-called advancement, all this is happening. Who is safe? Who is happy? Who is without anxiety? Vyadi tumi jiva mara alpa aparadha tumara kadar tana dia mare e papa apara. Translation. Nard Muni continued, "My dear hunter, your business is killing animals. That is a slight offense on your part. But when you consciously give them unnecessary pain by leaving them half dead, you incur very great sins." Purport. This is another good instruction to animal killers. They are always animal killers and animal eaters in human society because less civilized people are accustomed to eating animal. In the Vedic civilization, meat eaters are advised to kill an animal for the goddess Kali or a similar demigod. This is in order not to give the animal unnecessary pain, as slaughterhouse does. In the Bali Dana, sacrifice to a demigod, it is recommended to cut the throat of an animal with one slice. This should be done on a dark moon night, and the painful noises expressed by the animal at the time of being slaughtered are not to be heard by anyone. There are also many other restrictions. Slaughter is allowed only once a month, and the killer of the animal has to suffer similar pains in his next life. At the present moment, so-called civilized men do not sacrifice animals to a deity in a religious or ritualistic way. They openly kill animals daily by the thousands for no purpose other than the satisfaction of the tongue. Because of this, the entire world is suffering in so many ways. Politicians are unnecessarily declaring war, and according to the stringent laws of material nature, massacres are taking place between nations. Prakriti kriya na kriya na, kriya mani manani gunaha karmani sarvasaha ahankara vimud atma kattaham iti manyati. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities that are actually carried out by nature. Bhagavad Gita 3.27. The laws of prakriti, nature, are very stringent. No one should think that he has the freedom to kill animals and not suffer the consequences. One cannot be safe by doing this. Narad Muni here says that animal killing is offensive, especially when animals are given unnecessary pain. Meat eaters and animal killers are advised not to purchase meat from the slaughterhouse. They can worship Kali once a month, kill an unimportant animal and eat it. Even by following this method, one is still an offender.
Okay, thank you.
Maharaj, I have a question.
Yes?
What does it mean by unimportant animal?
Well, generally, you know, they consider the cow and the elephant. What else? Like that. You know, there are some animals that are considered more important, the horse. So if one kills like a goat or a chicken or something like that, it is not so severe as killing the more exalted animals. And even in the animal kingdom, there are those who are more exalted and those who are not so exalted. Just as even among human beings, killing a saintly person or killing a rogue, killing a murderer or something like that would not be considered as bad as killing a saintly person. So the animals also have some gradation of importance in that sense. their importance to the human society. Okay?
Thank you, Maharaj.
Any other questions or comments? Sripad Prabhu, how are you?
I'm okay, Maharaj. Dhanatana, Maharaj.
Jai Dhanavaj.
Thank you, Maharaj. How is your health, Maharaj?
I'm okay. Gaur Chandra, how did your program go at the college?
Hare Krishna, Dhanatana, Maharaj.
Dhanavaj Prabhu. Did you have your program yesterday?
Maharaj, the it was good, actually.
And well?
Yes, Maharaj, we inaugurated the Bhakti Yoga Club. And we
can't hear you.
This New Delhi.
We can't hear you so well.
Krishna Maharaj.
It sounds like the sound is cutting off when you speak. You went with Mahananda Prabhu?
Yes, Mahananda Prabhu, Jay Kumar Prabhu, and there was our Mataji of Chaitanya Devi Dasi. So we four were there. And then two other devotees came. They're from, one was from Vrindavan, look like devotee, and one from ISKCON. So we all did the program together.
ISKCON devotee?
Yes, Maharaj, he was there. Mahananda Prabhu asked him also to speak.
I see.
So that I will discuss, Maharaj.
And how many students came?
Well, students were around 20, 30 students were there, and 15, 20 faculty members were there.
Oh, almost as many as students, huh? And they appreciated the program? They participate in some way?
They participated.
Yes?
Yes, ma, they liked also. Some of them spoke their feelings also, that how they liked the spirituality and about the devotion, the bhakti yoga. And some of them had shared their experience about Vrindavan also.
Okay. So it sounds like a nice program?
Yes, Maharaj. But if you have to organize every week, then we have to arrange for it. Every week, because what we have to cover in the syllabus, and like we have to take it more seriously.
So you will go every week?
Mahatma, I'm seeing if possible, I will go every week. If Mahananda Prabhu is also there, then we both can go together.
Yes. Either way, sometimes he is busy. You can go if he's not able to go.
Yes, please.
And if you can take
yes,
some...
Yes, Mahatma, I have to see because I have to arrange students who will attend it regularly and faculty.
Yes.
And if... Uh-huh. Then if regularly we are able to start off, then it is also one.
I hope that you can do it every week.
That's what we think.
That'd be nice. Yes, get some, even if only a few come. That will be very nice. Get them to chant and to hear.
Yes, ma'am. There are students in the hostel also. We can call them from hostel.
Okay.
To attend some time.
That'll be very nice.
Hare Krishna, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I have one. May I ask one question?
Yes, Prabhu.
Ma'am, actually, it is said I have seen that in the Vaishnava tradition. The humility, the feeling of like feeling oneself unimportant is given specific importance. Like I read one quote of Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. He had written that the eye to detect our disqualification is our real wealth. And that is this is actually the real mercy of the spiritual master. That the eye to detect one's disqualification.
That's not the most important. That's not the most important thing in humility. Humility, real humility, means to want to act as the servant, to act as the servant of Guru, of Vaishnav, to consider oneself to be the servant, to actually act in the service of Guru Vaishnav, and not as an independent person. That I am the servant of Guru, I am the servant of the Vaishnava, of the devotees of the Lord. If one has that mood and actually acts in that capacity, that is humility. Automatically, if one is thinking like that, then he's not so thinking so much about how important he is or looking for honor for himself, him or herself. But he's looking how I can serve. That is actually concerned. What does the devotee want? What does my Gurudev want? And how I can serve, how I can satisfy their desire, their need, what they want, what they ask. That is real humility. That is the purpose of humility. Humility means that don't worry about so much other things that you have to do, but make your mentality such that you understand yourself to be the servant of Guru Vaishnav. I am the servant, how I can serve. What they want from me, I want to do that only. And all other things are discarded, not considered important. No endeavor is put in those other things. Only in the service of Guru Vaishnav, that is all my attention is focused there. Not that I am the master, but I am the servant. So if one is thinking I am the master, then he's trying to get all kinds of attention and honor for himself. Not trying to accumulate so many things for oneself. That is the master mentality. But the servant mentality is how, what does Gurudev want of me? What does the Vaishnav want of me? Not only what they want, but to know what they want and to do it even without having to ask, and to simply take up the fulfillment of their desire, knowing what that is. Generally, devotee only wants to serve his Gurudev, the order of his Gurudev. And that is preaching, spreading Krishna consciousness to others. I'm sorry? What's that?
Well, actually, it is in one Vaishnav song, one Vaishnav says that Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya.
Yes.
Kurui Dase Tritikha.
Jina Petra Atahina. Prabhu, you're cutting off again. We can't hear you. All right. Any other question? His connection is not so good.
Maharaj.
Yes?
Maharaj, my son wants to convey his dandavats, Maharaj.
Right. Dandavats. What is his name?
Haricharan, Maharaj.
Jai Haricharan, Prabhu. The Lord's lotus feet. Haricharan.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Jai Dandavats. Gaur Chandra Prabhu, are you back?
Yes, Maharaj.
Any other? You were making some comment?
No, that's the thing only that.
All right.
Kripabindu,
Kripabindu
Kripabindu
Diya,
Diya Purohitas.
Give me one drop of your mercy. I only need one drop of your mercy. Gurudev Kripabindu Diya, Koroe Dasi. Huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Dina Pekka Adina. Dina Peksha Adina. What is your understanding of that?
Not that that I was saying that the same thing Sridhar Maharaj is saying also, that that the eye to detect, at least one quotation was there in the site, that the eye to detect our disqualification is our the real qualification.
Yes. To feel oneself humble as a servant, not merely feeling humble, but actually feeling oneself as the servant. Humble is one thing. Humble with respect to others is one thing. But real humility is understanding oneself to be the servant. That is the real humility. That is the purpose of our humility. Without that, without knowing oneself to be a servant, merely being humble is not sufficient. Not sufficient. That is only a material thing. To be humble in the eyes of others, in the eyes of this world, to think, to be considered humble, that is not for us, that is not very a high thing. Real humility means to understand that he is the servant, servant of Guru Vaishnava. That is actual humility, perfection of humility. And even in that service, he may be even proud. But still, we consider that humility. He may be very, he may do things very roughly. I have to do this for my master. And he may have to take some aggressive stand even. But still, we consider him humble. Not that in the world, in the eyes of the world, they may consider me like this or they may consider me like that. That is not a consideration. Who may think, why you are being so proud? Why you are being so aggressive? We think, no, that I'm not, and that is not my aggressiveness. To you or I, it may be aggressive, but me, I am trying to serve the Gurudev with all my energy, all my capacity. And it is the only thing in my mind, in my heart. And not what you think, others may think. But a Vaishnava is always humble in that sense, that he is always serving, and he has no identity other than that. Govinda Maharaj told once that the perfection of life, you mold your life in such a way that you become the servant of a Vaishnava. This is our self-realization. This is self-realization. That I am the servant of Vaishnava. It's very nice. We may try to develop all good qualities, but if we don't have that quality, then we're not getting to the real thing, surrendered soul, devotees have all beautiful qualities. But this is the essence of all of those qualities, and that they are servant of Guru Vaishnava. And Krishna, of course, is there. Guru Vaishnava means who are serving Krishna, and through them we are also serving Krishna. And that is our a real identity, Jivara Swarupoi, Krishnair Nityadas. Krishnair Nityadas. But we don't try to serve Krishna directly. We don't try to become Krishna Das directly. And we serve those who are pleasing Krishna already. Then if we can serve them, then we can think that we are serving Krishna. We don't know how to serve Krishna. What devotee knows how to serve? So if we can serve those who know how to serve, then we feel, oh, we are doing some service. Otherwise, what chance do we have of serving Krishna? What do we know? Anyone can think, I am serving Krishna. But what do we know of the service of Krishna? Gurudev knows, and Vaishnav knows. They have already come to that platform. We have to see like that. Am I serving them? We can get some kripa bindu, some drop of kripa, some drop of mercy to be able to serve. And be able to get some benefit of service in our own life. Any other questions? Very nice.
Oh, thank you very much.
Jai, very nice, Gaurachandra Prabhu. Very happy to hear you are serving, doing that service. Please try to do it every week and benefit the others, benefit yourself. Alright. Thank
you,
Prabhu.
We are trying to arrange it every week.
Yes, that would be good.
Maharaj?
Yes?
That Prabhu name is Rasa Raja Prabhu.
Alright.
In Queens.
Could you keep him, try to keep in contact, see what if he wants to do some, what he wants to do for in the service of Acharya Maharaj.
Okay. I'll call him
okay.
Tomorrow and see if we can get together.
All right.
Thank you, Maharaj.
All right. Dandavats Prabhus.
Dandavats Prabhus.
Jai Gurudev, Ribo.
Dandavats Maharaj.
Dandavats Maharaj.
Dandavats.